This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The big announcement yesterday about the headline entertainment for the 2025 Douglas County Fair, that is out. And Fairgrounds Manager Sierra Keith joining us live this morning to talk about it. Sierra, good morning.
Good morning.
Here we are again, getting ready for the fair. It is April, and August is not that far away.
It definitely is not.
So let's just sort of walk your way through all 4 days of what the headline entertainment is. Tell folks more about these groups, et cetera.
Yeah, so we are really excited to kick off our fair week with the Talented Champions Bull Riding on Wednesday. Jason Maddox is the producer of that, and he's local, and we love having him every year and putting on a great bull riding, event for us. And we are in the middle of his season for that, so it's great to have him come here every year. And then on Thursday, we are really excited to bring back some alternative rock for the bands Lit and Fuel. There's two groups going to be performing again this year on Thursday, and it's kind of fun to have the two groups. I think it provides a better, longer concert, so we're excited for that. And then on Friday, we're going to bring country artist Colt Ford back, and we are excited. You know, last year he had a heart attack and was unable to perform and had to cancel his tour, but he is back and he is ready to go. So we are really excited to see him and see his country act. And then we're going to close out the week on Saturday with Sir Mix-a-Lot. Trying something different, going with a little bit of rap and a little bit of old school rap, and try that out and see how that goes for us. So,
all right, some good entertainment there, and getting Colt Ford. I know last year a lot of people were looking forward to that, and heart attacks happen, and his did. And it's good though that you were able to get him back on the lineup for this year.
Yeah, definitely. I love him. He's got great music. He's a great entertainer. So we're excited that we were able to secure him for this year.
So a 4-day fair with things happening throughout the week, of course, not just the main entertainment. But if people are interested in getting reserved concert tickets for any of the three music shows, how do they do that? When does all that start?
Yeah, so coming up Monday at 8 a.m., the 14th, we are going to have our reserved seats. They will be on sale online. You can go to our website, douglasfairgrounds.com. It'll take you over to eTix, and I really want to make sure that people know eTix is our official ticket seller. You will get scammers out there from third parties, and you definitely don't want to use those. You just want to use eTix. The exciting part about next week when we go on sale is we're doing something new this year. So if you buy your reserved seats early next week, the 14th or the 18th, you automatically will get your admission for free with those reserved seats instead of having to pay for your admission as well.
Well, that's got to be a no-brainer. That's an automatic $10 or so savings.
Yeah. Admission is $10 at the gate, so you're saving this way. And so we thought it'd be a fun way, to get people out early, get your reserved seats, but get a little bit of a break on that to get people, more money to spend when they get here, or just be able to make them where they can come.
Well, that amphitheater is huge. I mean, you can pack a lot of folks in there, but with the reserved seats, you're closer to the front, and people tend to really like that.
Yeah, it's great to be up front. You can walk in and go sit in your seat, and you've got a great view. All the seats are great, but if you're wanting that reserved seat feel and trying to get front row, a lot of people really want to be up front and try to get front row, then this is a great opportunity for that. And of course, if you don't buy the reserved seats, the concerts are free with fair admission, as is the bull riding. So, you can do that and just come and watch. We're excited for this year's lineup, definitely.
Well, you've been at the Fairgrounds staff for how many years now?
In July, it'll be 14 years.
And this is your first one as the Fairgrounds manager. Does that give you any nervousness?
I was a little bit nervous, but Facebook yesterday, there was so many people that are supportive of it, and knowing that we picked the right route, it seems like this year. is exciting. Of course, the first time you do anything here, it's always a little bit, a little bit like, okay, are we doing the right thing? But I'm super excited. I think these concerts are going to be great. I think people are going to have a ton of fun with them. They're all really good performers. So it should be a really great fair on top of everything else that, we offer for the fair. These are just kind of the highlight so far, but yeah, we've got some great other performers coming, roaming around and whatnot. So I'm excited for fair this year.
Well, and of course, that fairgrounds facility has been there for decades, evolved over time. Periodically, things are updated. I know you did a lot of work on, I think it was Douglas Hall ahead of last year's fair. So continues to not be static, but to be always moving forward.
Oh, yeah, every day we have something new going on, and we're really trying to work on raising some money to, repair some of the other buildings. But, yeah, we did a ton of work on Douglas Hall. We got a new roof. We got a new HVAC system that has air conditioning in it now. So it's nice to be able to, in the summer, to offer that building and it not be, 120 degrees in there. So we're really excited about that, too.
Yeah, many years I've walked through there mid-evening on a hot day, and, oh, my gosh, thought I'd immediately got to Florida. So is great this year for folks to enjoy that, and that started last year, of course. So anything else about things you've got planned for this year's fair?
Yeah, I'm really excited to bring back the original Dock Dogs. I have not seen this particular group of the Jumping Dogs. This was before my time, but they are the original group that started doing the Dock Dogs, and they were available to come this year. So they will be down in the Garden Park all 4 days of fair, and they do the jumping, they do the swimming. So I'm excited to bring that back. And then we actually have a hula dancer this year, along with a couple of other really great roaming performers. We're excited for 4-H and FFA. It sounds like, from what I'm hearing, they've got some of the highest numbers of kids this year they've had in a while. So we're really blessed that this county, is large in 4-H and FFA. So we're excited for the fair. We're excited for some pre-sale pricing. We're going to do some pre-sale admission pricing this year, try to get a little bit of a discount. And then, we always have our savings for armed forces, first responders, seniors, kids 12 and under are free. So check out our website. There's tons of information on, all the specials and everybody that's going to be performing. When we get closer, we'll get a full schedule out there. But we're really excited this year for our fair.
All right. DouglasFairgrounds.com for more information on the headline entertainment and other things happening as well. Sierra Keith out at the fairgrounds. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. 8:39 at the Morning Report.